Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have Dina Yap. Is that how you say your name, first of all?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
She's a rookie. Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We have a jam-packed, fun show for you today. We're going to talk about graduation, all you seniors out there, drills that you can do in the summer, a few precautions. We're going to hear a whole bunch from Dina, all about her lovely life and life since making the squad. And we're going to answer a question from a lucky listener. So let's just start it right off. Would you like to start with yourself or end with yourself? You tell me.
We could start with myself.
We'll start with yourself.
Good.
Okay. So first of all, how was the calendar shoot?
Oh my gosh, the calendar shoot was amazing. Cool. I did get down there and I was really, really sick.
You were.
I was so sick. I couldn't hear out of my left ear. My nose was running, and I'm standing in the photo shoot thinking, why am I the first one?
Of course, you were the first one.
I was not the first one, but I knew that I'm going to get better during the week. I'm just going to stay in, rest, everything. And then I had a feeling, oh, they're just going to call me for one of the first ones. And then I was.
So you were on the first day. Oh, then the first full day you were.
The first full day. I was.
What color was your bathing suit?
My bathing suit with leopard print.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really, really cute.
Very cute. And where was your shoot?
It was right on the beach, right in front of some palm trees, and then there was some greenery around.
So kind of matched the whole earthy thing going on.
Yes, the whole animal printing. I really wanted to have an actual leopard.
Yeah.
Didn't have time to go look for one.
You know the funny thing about that is my second year calendar, I had a furry coat on, and I always seemed, you know, a tiger or like a polar bear, you know?
Yeah.
Polar bear, just me. And Jim, the photographer, had said this instance where a Jaguars cheerleader was supposed to take her picture with, I believe, a cougar or a jaguar, something along those lines.
Cool.
And she had brought like a furry something. And he said, no, you can't do it because once the animal sees fur, he goes nuts. So they put it in a bag and they were on some golf course or whatever. Well, the animal got eye of this whatever it was, coat, blanket, whatever it was, and started, like, going after it, and they had to, like, they left the bag, and they tore the bag apart and all this stuff, and I'm like, if that was me, I would have said, bye! No more animal!
No!
Oh my gosh. So, you want to be with an animal, but you don't really want to be.
I would have taken a parrot, maybe. Then we had those, too.
Cute.
So
cute.
We were taking pictures of those on the beach as well.
That's awesome. So, anyways, that's just my little FYI. So you danced for the Bulls.
Yes,
I did. Were you in a calendar for that?
No, we only had posters for the team, and so we just had, you
know. So this is your first official calendar.
This is my first
official calendar. That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very good. Now, you haven't been on the field yet, so I can't even ask you, like, how different is it or anything, but what's it like dancing in the NBA?
The NBA is, I mean, first, you're indoors, so that's completely
no
different.
Elements. Right.
Exactly. You can wear whatever you want, do whatever you want. You are right in the middle of the action. So you, I can hear the basketball players talking to each other. I can yell at the referee if I want to, which I always did. And the audience is about this far away from you, so they can see when you mess up. They can see everything. Not that in football you can't, but in football you have so much farther to make moves for.
Right.
You have to make everything 10,000 times bigger.
Yep.
And they tell you to do that in the NBA too, but with football, it's such a bigger stadium that that's going to be very different for me. But with the NBA, you feel like you're right in the game.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll feel a lot of the same
ways.
And you do hear, the helmets crashing and you hear them, you know, Brady yelling out whatever gibberish he yells out. And I think there's a lot of similarities as being a part of the game. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you're going to like dancing in boots on a field.
Oh,
but
that's going to be different for me. We danced in boots a couple times in stiletto heel boots. And that was scary
on
hardwood floor.
Hardwood floor, yeah.
Yes, but kicking with boots, that'll be fun.
You'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Very good. And you have junior cheerleaders coming up.
Yes.
Which will be fun.
I used to teach junior cheerleaders. We had five different instructors all over the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to teach in my little area.
So that's good. So you're used to that.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything going on recently? I know you just had a promotion in Green Bay.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was going on over there?
There was a wonderful charity event for domestic violence. Two guys that we met down in the Dominican came down for our calendar shoot. They're friends with Tracy as well, and they just wanted to have some of the girls out there for their charity event to support their golf outing. And
so good. Did you guys have fun?
We had so much fun. Got to hit the balls a couple times. Yeah.
How long were you down there for?
I can't say I did very well, but I'm not a golfer, so.
How long were you down there for?
We were down there for about 2 days. And thanks to weather, we were down there for about 2.5 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, our flight was canceled. We had to be, running around all over the place.
Well, but I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, it was fun times.
First time in Green Bay?
First time in Green Bay. Lots of excitement.
Yeah, I've never been. Never been. Heard they had good cheese. Isn't that them?
Yes, that's them.
Wisconsin cheese.
We didn't have any. We wanted some, but didn't get to have any.
So anything else good going on with you? You just moved to Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come from?
I came from Chicago.
Obviously.
Yeah. And this is my first time outside of Chicago living for longer than... I lived in Brazil for 2 months. I studied there.
Wow. How was that?
That was amazing.
Going back?
I would love to go back. I would love to go back every year if I could. But
beautiful.
It's just, it's absolutely beautiful. We were right on the beach. It was their winter, but it was about 75, 80 degrees every single day.
Which actually happens to be our weather right now in New England. Is pretty nice.
Yes.
June weather, finally.
Beautiful.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was waiting for it since January. Waiting.
So. The beautiful weather, I know.
I'm excited about that.
So anyways, welcome to New England.
Thank you.
I don't know how I would do it. I've been in New England all my life, and I don't think I could live anywhere but here. So I give you a lot of credit for it.
It was really hard to do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm really excited. It'll be a different chapter.
Good. Very good. So moving right along, we're going to talk right now about what you can do for graduation. Any thoughts?
I used to actually dance for a DJ company.
Oh!
Way back in the day.
You know, you're laughing about that, but I had done my promotions for bar mitzvahs, and they always do these things, and I had never seen dancers for a DJ until I did a promotion at a bar mitzvah, and I was like, this is awesome. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
That must be so much fun.
We had them at our high school dances sometimes, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're amazing. I would love to be one of those people one day. And so I started doing it, and it's, great money on the side, and it's tons of fun. You're at a party.
Right.
You get to do something you love, and then you're also making money out of it. So I did a couple high school graduations, and the bar and bat mitzvahs in Chicago are ridiculous. And one of them was really fun. It was a high school graduation. They rented a little boat on the river.
Wow.
Had a DJ on the boat. You could hear all the way through. Just dance, play games, had good food. And if you can do something like that, I think that would be tons of fun for graduation.
Get in with some friends even.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then just have something completely memorable, completely different.
Yeah, well, because as you know, we're all surrounded by water around here, so that's not hard.
Yeah.
Even plan a day to the beach, have a cookout on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
That's tons of fun. What did you do when you graduated high school?
My graduation, we just had a big barbecue at my house, and my mom set up a table with, all my little newspapers and big grades or something ridiculous like that, and then just had tons of food, lots of people over, tables in
food
the back.
Food just seems to be the common denominator.
Oh, yeah. Definitely great.
Can't
food.
Do
my sister just had her college graduation, and we had a chocolate fondue. Fountain. Now that I wish I had.
That's good.
That is cute.
I had one at a wedding.
A big success.
Delicious.
Oh my gosh, you can buy them for your home.
I know.
Did you buy one? I'm going to get one for my new home now.
That's so good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Other things you can do for your graduation is go on vacation with some of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
The friends you meet in high school, you will most likely have them throughout life. Mm-hmm. Some of them you lose touch, just not on purpose, just by growing up and growing apart. But never feel like you can't call them, because you can. I still do the same. But, try to get as much time as you can while you can.
Right.
Before the jobs start, before college, you go away and relocate and all that good stuff. Take advantage of it while you have it. So what
we also did something cool for graduation was if you're good at scrapbooking, have a scrapbooking party, but we could not take the time or commitment to put pages together and things.
Yeah.
So what we did for a gift for our girlfriends was just took a bunch of pictures, printed them out, and then made a photo collage, and that was our graduation present / spending time together also.
You just reminded me, that was my gift to all my friends when we graduated.
Yay.
I just made them all collages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I keep saying I want a scrapbook so bad, all my cheerleading experiences.
Me too.
Who has time for scrapbooking?
Who has time?
Honestly.
That's why you have to have a party or else
right.
you will not do
and
it.
And I try. I'm like, guys, come on. Let's have like once a week. We got
some juice. Let me know if you want to do that.
No, definitely. I really
I
do. All right.
Really
we're going to date.
All right.
We're gonna
all right.
Go. Dina and I are going to date at a scrapbook.
With juice.
Yes, with some juice. Yeah, but the collages, they are beautiful. You have them for life.
And they're not too difficult.
They're not difficult. I mean, I had started clipping out magazine things and then just had pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think, I mean, that was years ago. Something like that. It was a while ago, and digital pictures weren't as common.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can print pictures like 6 cents a piece.
Oh yeah,
you know,
right, on your home computer, and
exactly for nothing.
Right.
I was still walking around with a little Kodak disposables, like yeah. Nobody wanted to get them developed. Anyways, so yeah, congratulations by the way to everybody graduating.
Yes, congratulations.
So I think we have a few girls graduating on the team, correct?
Mm-hmm.
From college.
Yes.
Any high school graduates?
One.
One who?
Lindsay Barrows.
Lindsay Barrows. Congratulations. I haven't yet met her, but that's awesome. She's graduating high. So anyways, now some drills for cheerleading in the summer heat, because obviously you can't just stop. And I'm not sure if all squads actually do have practice throughout the summer, but if you do, you want to make sure you're still bringing plenty of drinks, Gatorade to keep your electrolytes flowing. You're going to sweat even more. When I was in high school, our high school coach, and I don't even know if you can do this, but she actually allowed us to go to her house and have practice. But I don't know what the regulations are now as opposed to then.
Right.
You know, we would do our stunts in the pool. Okay. If anybody fell, it'd be
yeah.
fine. And it's tons of fun because you're...
Cool.
Yes. In the
you're
summer
in
heat.
The pool.
Yep.
And you're still practicing.
And I believe, was it last summer? I was at the beach and I saw some people mounting on the sand, which I thought was a really good idea.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
But I also thought it was a little difficult because it'd be hard to keep your balance.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Hey, if you're at the beach, you got the wind, the
water.
Beautiful beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should definitely plan some excursions
mm-hmm.
during the summer for your squad. It'll allow your squad to be closer.
Right.
And then show at competitions or whatever it is that you actually cheer for. You guys will be better as a team.
Just in sprinklers?
Yeah, why
that
not?
That would be kind of refreshing.
That would be nice. Tell them
I
to turn on
my
the
cheers. A, C, T.
How's the...
as a comms day.
How's the Saturday practices going in the heat?
They're good. You know, it's only been a couple of really hot days.
Like last weekend?
Like last
I
weekend.
I thought about you guys.
Oh,
I won't lie.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what... Oh, I had a couple of birthday parties outside, and I was like, they're outside kicking their little butts right now, and oh. I was like, I don't miss that
yes.
right now.
Yes. It was one of those, even if you showered, you just walk out and
yeah.
there it goes.
But yep.
It was good. It was really good practice.
Good. Very
did
good.
Did our circuit training. That was awesome. I loved it. But we kind of needed it. We were like in need of some activity and
yeah.
from just traveling and sitting on their
oh, yeah, yeah.
On the planes and things like that. So it was nice to just do something.
Good. Good. Well, I'll assure you that you will never get another workout like your Saturday practices. So if you guys have any other ideas for some good things to do during the summer with your squad or without, you know, anything like that, make sure you write into today at patriots.com. We're going to move it right along to a lucky listener's question. And here it is. Dear Lori, next school year will be my first year in high school, so she'll be a freshman, and I'm already nervous. I've cheered for my junior high / Pop Warner League, but I'm wondering how different is high school cheering? Any info would be great. This way I can figure out if I want to try out for cheerleading next week. Thanks a bunch. Carrie from Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, who knew?
I'm from Rhode Island. So anyways, she wants to know how different high school cheerleading actually is. I don't really know how different it is. I guess it depends what branch you're going to, because mm-hmm. there's junior varsity, there's varsity.
Right.
Some have competition squads. Some high schools have like a soccer squad, a football
right.
squad, a club,
right.
a dance squad.
Mm-hmm.
I think first of all, you have to investigate that and find out which is best for you. And I would definitely suggest trying out no matter what.
Definitely.
You're going into a brand new atmosphere next year. You're not going to, you know as many people as you do right now. It's
mm-hmm.
great to have some familiar faces when you walk down the halls
mm-hmm.
and you can't lose anything by trying out. You'll gain a few extra friends and
right.
hopefully you'll find the niche that works for you.
Exactly.
For technically, I just think the big difference would be the actual stunting, the dancing, the technological, is that a word? The technical part of cheering that will be just probably a little more difficult than you're used to, but that's why you go and you learn, and the girls that are probably already there will pave the way for you.
And the biggest thing that you need to think about is don't be scared about it if it's different, if it's a lot more stunting than you're used to, if it's a lot more dancing than you're used to, then take that as a challenge. You know, you're moving on to a different part of your life, going to high school, you know, learn all those things and take all that you can and try your hardest, and you'll get the best out of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. What. Definitely. So I hope we helped you out there, Carrie, and you win a prize from the Patriots Pro Shop. You can go online and check everything out if you'd like at patriotsproshop.com, and we will be sending that in the mail this week. So congratulations and thank you for writing in. If you have a question for Dina, for me, for anybody here in the organization, except for the players because I don't have any access to that, write into today at patriots.com. I guess that's about it. I heard you had to go back to work.
Yes.
So I think you've taken up enough of your break time here.
Well, they're pretty flexible, so you can work from home.
Oh, that's
good. You can, you know, as long as you get your work done and get it in, then you're
good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, lots of
good. Good. Well, thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
We will set a date for our juice and our scrapbooking.
Yeah.
And until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.